Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we got another heartfelt one. Well, at least to me. They have convicted and given 30 years to Dr. William Cosby Jr. We all know him as Bill Cosby. Purple. Anyways, I don't like it, stoners. Nope. Watch out with that. I don't like it, stoners. Not even one bit. Not even slightly. Not even a minute. Not even a little bit. You know that little emoji where you think he's doing okay, but his fingers, just a little bit. Don't touch. Not even that much. You know what? Before I say what I want to say, let me preface this by saying this, stoners, and especially to my lady stoners. I have a mother. I have a sister. I have a woman. I have a daughter. Rape. Harassment of women is something I not only do not condone. If I know, see, or am around any of that situation, the person who is causing this harm to God's most beautiful creature will have to deal with me. And I'll leave it there, because this is a family podcast, but you would have to deal with me. I would be the last person you deal with. So I move on. Listen. Kind of angered myself a little bit there. So this is what I wanted to say, stoners. Let me ask any of you stoners something. If somebody do something to you that you deem not only wrong, but a violation to your well-being and just the person that you are, how long would it take you to tell somebody? I'll wait. Let the beat play. Exactly. If not at that moment. Now, I understand there are some women who get traumatized and it takes them a little while, if at all. But 35 years, stoners, for an alleged rape and harassment, 35 years. 35 years. You mean to tell me y'all don't see nothing? Y'all don't see anything going on there? You don't see nothing wrong with that picture? It has to be something deeper. Some say it was because he was trying to buy NBC back in 92. He put in not one, not two, but three different bids between 1992 and 2016 for NBC. And some say because of that, they not only wanted to shut him down, they wanted to send him a message, and that's why they got his son Enos Cosby killed. That's one theory. Then you have the theory of, you know, he was paying these women off and he thought about it. It's been 35 years. But he chose to stop paying right smack dab in the middle of the Me Too movement. Okay, you got that. There's another theory that because he actually got the investors to get NBC as of 2016, they had these allegations brought upon him to slow him down. This man is 80 years old. In 35 years, What were you doing that you didn't take the time to say, you know what? Let me go tell this man that, let me go confront my raper. Bill Cosby ain't gone nowhere. 35 years. Oh my God. So many shows, so much he did. Right? Think about it, stoners. He's at the end of his career right now. Not only career, his life. All he has left, stoners, is legacy. And they're taking that away from him. They're taking away all the records that he holds. They're being wiped away. His names are coming off plaques. Names are coming off walls. Like, they are going to basically erase him from the history books. Oh, God. A 60 years, what, a 60 or 70 year span career wiped away in an instant. Let me explain something to y'all. Back in the 70s, coke was a big thing. So big, if you was a real important person, when you went to a club, oh, guess what? They got three lines lined up for you waiting to go, baby. Toot, toot, baby. Huh? You do too much coke, guess what? You got to level out. You get a Quaalude. Huh? And you level yourself out. Now, you're supposed to fight your feet. I mean, you sleep for 15 minutes, then you get your real euphoric high from that. Get you a little bitty and do your thing. That was in the 60s and 70s. That is how things got down. Quaaludes went over into the 80s and then they banned them. I said that to say this, stoners. In their time, first of all, everybody and their mama know Bill Cosby was married. Why would you go to the room of a well-known married man? And don't get it twisted, stoners. I'm not mad at your love. I understand. But let it be known. You know why you went up to that room. He's married, rich. You're drunk, possibly. I'm not saying allegedly, but whatever, whatever. You're possibly coked up. He got the Quaaludes. Come back to the room. It's Bill Cosby. Huh? I give you another scenario. Imagine you and this girl, y'all in the club, stoner, you know what I'm saying? Feeling each other, boom. You buy a shot after shot after shot after shot. She getting a little tipsy. You ask her, like, baby, what's your love? You want to come back to the crib? Oh, yeah, I'll come back to the crib. Cool. You getting the whip, you dig? You roll up a blunt of that yeah with the yeah, that goody goody, just to calm her down a little bit. Get that, you know what I'm saying? Get a burger in her. You know what I'm saying? Soak some of that liquor up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, then roll up that bleezy piece. Yeah, let her smoke. Now she high. She feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Everything's good. She get back to the house. You know what I'm saying? She lay you down, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And pops it off. You know what I'm saying? You become a millionaire. On your way to become a billionaire, right? All right. 35 years later, she pop up and say that since she was inebriated and under the influence, you raped her. She had no idea what she was doing. And she came back 35 years after the fact. You know why I use that scenario, stoners? Because of the simple fact that our Hennessy and weed were their coke and Quaaludes back in the day. That's what they did. I think this man is basically going to jail for having a good time. If anything, Bill Cosby is guilty of cheating. And that's about it. I see nothing else. I don't like the time difference. I don't like the time stamp on it. 35 years is too long. It's too long. What were you doing? You can't say you haven't seen him. Bill Cosby has been everywhere. These are the moments where you haven't seen him. These are the moments where you barely even talked about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is being talked about because of this. This is the tail end of his career and life. So what was the purpose? What are you really accomplishing? With this, stoners, I think there's something bigger. I don't have all the answers. I'm not looking for all the answers. But when I see a picture, you know, and I see a frame, you know, I know there's something holding that picture up and that frame up. I just don't know what it is yet because I haven't been behind the scenes. I haven't been behind it to see. Oh, it's just a little kickstand behind it. That's what's doing it. I tell you, stoners, the world has become a scary place. You know, scary, 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 man. Like, people losing their lives, people losing their children. You know, I hope the conspiracy theory, and I call it a conspiracy theory, not because anything I've said was non-facts or because it was not true, because I just don't know, stoners. It is true he lost his son. You know, it is true his son was killed by a Russian mafia. And there's so much tied into that, you know, if you do your research and everything like that, stoners. It just scares me the length people will do to stop a certain person. You know what I'm saying, stoners? Like, when a man only wants to do good, he's penalized on it depending on how dark his skin is. Bill Cosby is not going to jail because he raped 30 women and 3 women got him 10 years each. Bill Cosby is going to jail and getting his legacy ripped away from him because of something much, much deeper, much, much more sinister. And I know that's such a riddle to y'all. I know you wish I was just on the computer trying to figure everything out. But to be honest with you, stoners, there are some doors you go through, and there are some doors, if opened, you have no choice but to go through. And I'm not trying to go down that door because this is small potatoes. This is entertainment. This is a television station. So you can imagine on a way more upscale how things get. I'm just saying this. From Enos Cosby being killed and now Bill Cosby going to jail for 30 years because of an alleged rape 35 years ago. Craziness. And whatever happened to statute of limitations? I thought, I don't know, man. All I'm saying, stoners, is that nowadays, you have to think. A man who strived, who built his basis on being a good man. Okay, he cheated. He cheated, but there are good men who cheat. Camille is not a dumb woman. I'm more than sure she knew what her husband was into. I'm just saying there are bigger things out there. Beyonce stayed. Camille stayed. Y'all can think it's because of the money if you want to, stoners. Anyways, I'm getting off rail. My point is that with the time state, it's time with the time stamp and the allegations that these women are bringing up to them saying that he drugged them. I don't think he drugged them. I just don't believe it. I would have to read all the evidence. I would have to talk to somebody because I just don't see it. He would literally have to be a psychopath, hold no feeling whatsoever. How do you have an image of good, wholesome man, do right black man, and you back in the gap raping chicks? I just think his truth sounds like a lie, and we're not giving him a chance, stoners. Is way bigger than sexual harassment and rape. It's way bigger than that. And I think they got one. They got one of our good ones. Damn it. Michael Jackson, gone. You know what's funny? If you're a black icon, a black superstar, you can't retire or die without having an asterisk next to your name. Michael Jackson touched little kids. Kobe raped a white woman. Michael Jordan gambled. Dad probably got killed because of it. You know what I'm saying? Shaq cheated on his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, Martin Luther King fucking cheated on his wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always have an asterisk next to our names. I don't know. All I know as stoners is that this case was the most weirdest thing to me ever since I heard it the very first time, and they was telling me that he raped somebody. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, stoners, like, wait, this 80-something-year-old man raping bitches out here? And it was like, nah, this happened like 30-something years ago. I'm like, what? Who wakes up and say, you know what, 30-something years ago I was violated? My God, I just don't see it, stoners. I don't know. But I don't know. You write me. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever, and tell me what you think about this. You know, am I wrong? Am I crazy? I don't think I am. But as always, love life. You know, protect each other. Protect yourselves. Make smart decisions, not easy ones. I'll say that again. Make smart decisions, not easy ones. Stoners unite!